Did you have fun last night?
I think so.
Give your father a kiss. It's the only one he's getting all day.
Bye, Daddy.
How old are you?
Okay, kids, come on in. Don't touch anything. Watch your backpacks.
What the heck is that?
That's job security.
Sir, the museum's closed now.
Hey, you can't go down there.
I gotta go. Thank you. Send someone.
That's what that is.
Was that weird or what?
Building.
How'd he get back in here?
Kind of freaked out right now.
Gordy!
You'll do with me.
How can we help you?
108 people died on that ship.
I remember I was on the deck. Water was spilling out all over. I just couldn't reach it.
Reach what?
My Coralie.
She was on the boat, too. How the frick do we tell who about this?
And I'm feeling all this stuff that we can't really share with anybody.
You know what? You guys are acting really freaking weird. And I don't know what game it is, but I'm not playing it.
Everything was fine. And then Gil shows up and everything is different.
Can I ask you something? What's going on, Hilton?
You know that display case? The one with the box, the one that Gil was talking to? I think it's a deed to his land.
How's she gonna find me if I ain't there?
Are we just gonna steal it?
No, we're gonna borrow it.
You would put this family, this place, everything at risk?
He needs to go home.
'57. Where did you get this?
It's a family thing.
You have French heritage from New Orleans.
Mother's side.
His.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show. Got a back-to-back for you right now, and that was the trailer for Cold Brook, a movie that's out today. Today, November the 8th, on video on demand and in select theaters, so make sure you check it out if it is in your area. But we have the co-writer, director, and co-lead of the film on the show today. We have Mr. William Fichtner will be on with us here momentarily, and we're going to talk to him about directing a movie for the first time, writing it, starring in it. And this man, William Fichtner, was also in one of the greatest movies ever made. That is The Dark Knight. And since The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix has been so popular this year, it's almost going to cross $1 billion. I can't believe that. I wanted to talk to him about, you know, what he remembers of working with Heath Ledger. Because William Fichtner, if you don't remember, he was in the opening scene in the bank with The Joker. And the Heath Ledger version of The Joker in The Dark Knight. So I wanted to talk to him about Heath because I still think as great as Joaquin was and is in Joker, which is the most profitable comic book movie of all time, I still think Heath Ledger is number one. So we're going to talk to him about all that right now on the one and the only, the Brad Gilmore Show, on demand. Here he is, Mr. William Fichtner.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?
And he joins me on the phone right now, the writer and co-director, the director and the co-writer of the new film, Cold Brook. Will Fichtner joins us right now. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Excellent. Yourself?
Oh, I cannot complain. Let's talk about it. Today is the day. I know you must have a myriad
today
of different emotions.
Day.
Yeah, November the 8th, of course, in theaters, on VOD and digital right now. Cold Brook, talk to me about the movie.
Well, the movie, you know, long story short, about in 2001, I was shooting the film Black Hawk Down, and I met Canadian actor Kim Coates. So I met my best buddy when I was in my early 40s, and you know, not long after that, I really wanted to do something together. So I went to another great friend of mine, and I said, listen, I got a story about friendship, about a couple of guys in a small town, just a couple of ordinary guys that have an extraordinary experience and ultimately have a choice to make, which is how far do you go to help a stranger? It was a detailed little tale that I had, and my buddy Kane and I flushed it out over a few years and wrote this story, and it was always meant to be for me and Kim Coates to do together. And finally, you know, we shot the film in 20 shooting days and took it to a bunch of festivals, and we won some awards. And now we get to today, which is ultimately the day that everybody that makes an indie film prays that you're going to get to, and no guarantee that you will, you know, make a film that's good enough that somebody else believes in like you, and they distribute it, and it gets out there, and the world will get a chance to see it. So that's today.
Oh, and it's a huge day, but it's your directorial debut, and that's my big question. I know you said you always had this story, and you had it in mind for you and Kim to be in and do together, but was the plan always to direct it?
From the beginning.
Okay.
And you know, it's funny, too, because, Brad, because it's not like I went, well, I'm going to direct this film. I just kind of always felt from the beginning, well, if we're writing it together and I'm in it together, I mean, there's no reason in the world why I shouldn't be the one to tell the story. Because, I mean, you know, all I did when we write it was think about every moment. Think about what would the music be? What would this moment? Is this, do we shoot this in magic hour when the sun's going down? I mean, it's everything that a director would go through and all my experience and the people I've been around. It just seemed like a given from the beginning that it's like, well, of course I'm going to direct this. I feel like I can tell this story better than anyone. So, you know, whether I was going to jump off the cliff and like have it work or not, it doesn't matter. It was going to go that way. So it went that way. And I love the process, start to finish.
Well, that was going to be my next question is, you know, this is your directorial debut. Obviously, you've been around a lot of directors in your career and film and television and everything. I mean, were you fully, I know you said you see the story in your head and you thought no one could be better, but was there any time during the process where you're like, man, I don't know if I know everything there is to know about directing to be able to pull this off?
I'll tell you the moments that, you know, great question, because half of that question I would answer by saying I was surprised sometimes about maybe how much I did know. I mean, I've done 50 films in my life and a lot of television. I've been around, you know, I'm at the age right now where, you know, I see things as I get older and like we all do with experience. I surprised myself at things that I did know. But there were times when, you know, especially with some of the actors, I know, the incredible actor Harold Perrineau is in this film. He plays this character of Gil. And there were things that he had to do as an actor that I know as an actor, I wouldn't be sure how to quite get to them. I what I'm saying is only the actor that's invested in playing that role is really going to figure out what this moment's really about. And I remember saying to Harold, I don't have the answer for how to play that moment. But I know if I tell you of what it's about and what's going on with him, you'll find that moment. So there were some areas like that where, honestly, I didn't have the answer, but I knew I had the actor that would go and find the answer.
And I think that, you know, as a director, you have to put so much trust in the people that you cast for the film, right? I mean, were there times to where one of the cast members came up to you and had this great idea that maybe you didn't initially see for that character or see for this scene, and then when they brought it up, you're like, oh, you know what? That's right, and then you run with it?
Well, it's a funny thing, because great scripts, and I've learned this over time, if it's not on the page, it's not on the stage. You know, you want to get a script that people read, and they want to have those words come to life because they work together. Now, be that as it may, so the first couple of takes, I'd like to get to take as close as we can to the script. But I had a couple of actors on here. I met Brad William Hankey, who plays a funny character in the film. He's a total emotional being. After the first take, he starts to like go off on his own a little bit and improv a little bit. And I said to Brad, you know, I learned this real quick with Brad, give me one take just the way I like it and do your thing. And he would go off, and you know what? Half of what is in the movie are the things that he did when he kind of went off a little bit. But he kept it within the same, he stayed on the same road that the character was on. And even though the words might be a little bit different, you know, we got the original words, but we also got the stuff that came out of his impulse that he improvised in the moment. And some actors like to do that, some don't. I tend to be a guy that likes to fully realize the words that were written, especially if they're good. But there's no doubt that people would have moments, and sometimes by accident, sometimes somebody flubs a line or something goes wrong. And to me, I call those the little beautiful mistakes. And believe me, every time you find one, they're usually in the movie because they're very lifelike. So, you know, you got to stay open. You got to stay open to find those things. They're little gifts along the way.
Absolutely. And you know, as an actor who's worked with so many great directors, one of those great directors is, of course, the phenomenal Chris Nolan in your part in The Dark Knight, which is my favorite comic book movie of all time. So I have to ask you about it. You know, with the most recent Joker that came out with Joaquin Phoenix, obviously he did a great job, but you got to work with Heath Ledger, who I still think holds that number one spot. Can you talk to me about working on that film and especially how tapped in to a character with a through line that Heath Ledger was when he was playing Joker?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, I remember it well because, you know, when I had a conversation with Chris Nolan on the phone about playing that part, he told me straight out, he goes, listen, it's one scene. It's in the beginning of the film. And he told me why he thought that it would be a good fit for me to do this. And he sent it to me and I said, sure. You know, cause you know, I'm always, you know, as actors, we're always looking for, you know, more and different things. But I have read one scene parts in films where I thought that's super cool. That was one of those, The Dark Knight. So that was the first 2 days, I believe, of principal photography for like an 8 month or 7 month shoot on that film. This was right at the very beginning. So I remember coming on set and I'd met Heath and it was very kind and very quiet. Had his headphones on, listening to his tunes. And we talked about the scene a little bit with Chris and, you know, the great directors like Chris, like Ridley Scott, they're such a pleasure to be around because they're so easygoing. They're just so clear about their journey and what they want out of this film. And but in particular, I remember shooting the first couple of scenes with Heath, and from one actor to another, I didn't say this to him because he's in his own space, but I remember watching him and thinking, whatever that guy's doing right now, that is just exceptional. From one character actor to another, I just remember watching him thinking, I love the choices. I love what he's doing with this role right now. And obviously the proof was in the pudding all the way because, you know, the film is great and he's just unbelievable in it.
Absolutely. I think it's one of the great on-screen performances from the last several years, especially in a comic book film such as that. But
sure.
Again, Cold Brook is in theaters right now. It is listeners right now. It's playing in our area at the MacArthur Marketplace Stadium 16. So make sure you go over there and check it out in theaters. Also on video on demand. Any parting words that you want people to know about Cold Brook? Why should they go see this film?
You know, listen, it's a film about, like, you know, you know, friendship and guys that make a decision, as I said, you know, to do something that's the right thing to do. And boy, in this day and age right now, man, we need that message. You know, and I love the fact that it's not far from you to see it on a screen. It's great to see it at home. And, you know, people in this day and age, we all got great television or at least good enough to watch a movie on it, but it's also great to see it in a theater. So if you get that opportunity, that's pretty cool. But, you know, it's been a heck of an experience. I'm super proud of it. And check it out. I would say to everybody, you know what? Go online. You can find the trailer anywhere. 2 minutes and 5 seconds. Go check it out. I have a feeling you'll watch the whole thing.
Well, I can't wait to watch it myself. That is Will Fichtner. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back here on air in just a second.
Oh, Brian, what have you done now?